Well, the National Kaaba Collection is the collection of all varieties of kaaba that are good for drinking. These are the noble varieties that have been collected all around Vanuatu. And so we've got the national collection of these varieties of kaaba at the Vanuatu Agriculture Research and Training Center on Santo. It's taken so many years, over 20 years of work to collect all these varieties because they are found on different islands and they only grow on these islands. So research has been done to find out which are the different varieties. Experts have collected these varieties over those many years.
And can you tell me exactly what happened last week?
Our research officers went to visit the collection. There was a delegation that came across. They visited the collection on Monday. And on Tuesday morning, they went back to check on the collection and everything had disappeared. Apparently, a group of people, we're suspecting a group of people that organized itself and went onto the property to uproot everything that we had in the collection. Saving grace is that we have removed some planting material from this collection. So we've got some planting material now in our nursery that we can replant another collection. It's a learning experience for us. We might have to move the collection to closer to the living quarters of our workers.
Can you speculate on who may have done this and why?
At the moment I cannot speculate on who did that because we have reported everything to the police. Although it's taken a week now, they've not turned up on the property to assess nature of the incident. So I cannot comment on that because we've got it with the police. Although we have some leads, we have some ideas, but we cannot speculate at this stage.
You've put so much hard work into this collection. I mean, how significant is this loss?
Sean, it is very, very significant indeed. The last time I visited the plot, I was really, really proud of what the researchers had done over those many years. And this is really significant loss for the nation. We don't get that anywhere else in Vanuatu to have such a collection. So you can see the magnitude of the loss that we've experienced. Like I said, we are assured by our researchers that we have extracted planting material from that, which we can at least replant. But that will take more than 4 years to establish a good collection.
You have said that you're going to try and salvage what's left. So what happens now? You think you will definitely try and replant what's left, but in a different location, and I guess work on tighter security measures.
Definitely. So we are already talking about putting in tighter measures, ensuring that it's closer to where the staff are stationed.
And I know we can't speculate on who's done this, but I mean, are you confident now that all the information is with the police that you will eventually be able to catch the perpetrator of this?
Definitely. We believe that the police can at least assist us to find the perpetrator. But like I said, we will leave it in the hands of the police at this stage. The staff will feed information to them from what they have seen on the ground, and from that we're confident the police will help us to catch the perpetrator. We should be proud of such collections of significant importance to the nation, and damaging or causing such a huge loss is definitely not something that we should be encouraging people to continue doing. The government has invested a lot of money getting or collecting those varieties of kaaba, and I'm really appealing to those who are causing this kind of damage not to continue doing that.